America's top cop on the beat in the Gulf.
Well, we're not in a position yet where I think we have, in our own minds, come to conclusions as to who should be ultimately held liable.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true.
The story is true, but getting to the truth of what happened below the surface of the water last month and what's been happening a mile down where the oil keeps gushing is in the hands of lawyers and prosecutors now. Dragnet in the Gulf, Sheriff Holder's in town. The names will not be changed to protect the innocent sea turtles and shrimpers. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A crime against the environment has become a criminal investigation in the courts. It's Wednesday, June 2nd.
And it's a crime that's actually still being played out, and that's at the top of the news. Oil is now washing up on the Mississippi shore for the first time. Florida may soon join the list of infected coastlines as early as today, with caramel-colored sheen expected to hit Pensacola beaches, possibly again today. This is as a group of scientists found oil 5 miles inland in the Louisiana marshes, and all this heightens the pressure on BP today. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says a saw, which looks like a giant deli slicer, will try to make a clean cut so a cap can be lowered over the leaking well.
That saw is already in position. They call it a diamond wire saw to do that very fine horizontal cut.
Even if that works, at least 100,000 more gallons of oil a day will be temporarily released.
As you heard, Attorney General Eric Holder is down in the Gulf yesterday, and he's opening both criminal and civil investigations into the spill. Joining us now is John Schwartz, national legal correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning once again, John.
Hey there.
So let me just establish right at the top here. Eric Holder needs to find negligence against BP. Otherwise, the company will be able to limit its liability, right?
Well, he can even find a violation of germane regulation. So the bar is far lower than that. And then the $75 million goes away.
All right, John Schwartz, stay with us. We will assess liability and the criminal and civil penalties in a discussion in just a moment.
Taliban fighters attacked a national peace conference in Kabul this morning, just as Afghan President Hamid Karzai was making his opening remarks. Afghan police battled the gunmen, who breached the massive security by disguising themselves in burqas. At least one suicide bomber detonated within 100 yards of the conference. Karzai is unveiling a plan that calls for amnesty and jobs for Taliban fighters who agree to the Afghan constitution. Israel has deported nearly half the 700 activists it rounded up from an international flotilla bringing aid to Gaza. The rest remain in prison because Israel says they were involved in violence against Israeli troops. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says it may be time to rethink the blockade.
The situation in Gaza is unsustainable and unacceptable.
Israel says ending the blockade would allow Hamas to ship weapons into the area.
Only after 8 months on the job, Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has resigned. He cited his failure to fulfill a campaign promise to move a U.S. base from Okinawa as the main reason, something we discussed just a few days ago on the program. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures for Wall Street are up, however. The Dow will get underway at 10,024. The S&P opens at 1,070, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,222. All three indices were down significantly yesterday, but positive start, at least when Wall Street gets underway about 3.5 hours from now. Coming up this morning, which side started the attack in the incident aboard a Gaza-bound flotilla? We're going to hear accounts from both sides today. The perspective from a boat passenger is up in a half hour from now.
And in a moment, we're going to talk more about the government's move to investigate BP and where that standard is for getting rid of the $75 million cap on liability. That's more coming up in just a few moments. Let's take this question to you. Where do you think the liability is? Should there be a cap on anything having to do with liability connected to the oil spill? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
The
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.